Okay, we're just off the CKGR, the Central Kalahari Game Reserve in Botswana again. It's a 2-month study abroad course. I think these students were possibly from the University of Illinois. And we had 12 of them. So we had 2 Land Cruisers, Land Rovers. There was a Botswana guy I was working with driving one, and I was in charge of the other. So each time we were in charge of 6 students each. We had the Kalahari Bush trackers with us, which was just incredible. And we're out. We've put our camp up. Now, I'm pretty sure that I suspect one of my students is messing around. So I'm a little bit on the lookout, and I'm watching out for these, for something that I think dodgy that's going on. And we're out there near a cattle farm. We're actually camping in the grounds of this cattle farm. So, you know, it's come to dusk and they've herded all the cattle into these wooden corrals. And part of what we do with the students is we look at the beef industry. You know, there's a very incredible documentary called Beauty and the Beef, all about the sort of way that the EU puts down legislation so that Botswana can export its beef. And obviously all this beef comes from wildlife areas. And they have to build these foot and mouth fences, which are hugely destructive and break migratory routes. And, you know, it's good for students to come out and see the beef farming happening and seeing who's herding them and how they're looked after, and also to kind of see the damage that is done. And it's also good for them to go and milk a cow and, you know, see what's going on, even though these are beef cows, but of course they do have milk. And so we're camping there, and we've got a lovely little camp, and we got 2 rows of tents, but mine is off to the side and under this thorn tree, and the cattle are all in their boma. And then everyone had finally gone to bed, and I put the fire out. We don't have a guard up at night, not when you're with the students. So I get out of my tent and I sort of sneak around the back of all the 2 lines of tents, trying to figure out which one of my students is going to be the trouble causer, because someone is up to something no good, and I cannot figure it out, and I can't also figure out who it is, although I have obviously my suspicions. Anyway, so I don't figure anything out, and by the time I get back into bed after my little bit of nighttime spying, it's maybe 12:30 midnight. And if you think that, you know, we're up pretty much from 4 in the morning, and then you have dinner at dusk and you're in bed and asleep by 8 because you're exhausted, and I've stayed up these extra hours, so I'm pretty tired. Get into my tent. It's cold. It's sort of winter season. So you're wrapped up. You're snug in your sleeping bag. Mine's just one of these hiking tents with the aluminium poles. And next thing, I hear this sort of furore of noise. Now, I only find out later that a leopard had got into the boma and had just panicked the cattle. And of course, the cattle had, you know, broken out of the boma, and there was chaos. But I think I was just in a very, very deep sleep, and I couldn't put the noise together with anything. Anyway, next thing, I suddenly felt myself curling up in a ball and throwing myself to one corner of the tent. And I can't tell you why I did it. I can only assume that my body knew what was coming. And next thing, this cow, well, it actually was a bull, a big bull landed on my tent. So it landed on there, and it was, you know, kicking its legs and thrashing around, and the poles broke and the tent was ripping, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And obviously I was zipped inside, so I couldn't, you know, get my bearings. I just was curled up. I was now wide awake. Anyway, finally this, at the time I didn't know it was a bull, right? And then it got up, and then I could hear the noises, and I thought, aha, okay, it's a bull. But still, your heart's hammering, your adrenaline's up, you're absolutely terrified. There's all this noise going on outside that I couldn't put anything to. The students, you know, some people were shouting to ask what it was, although nothing had come in their direction. I was just off on a little bit of the side. And so then I, you know, waited a bit, things calmed down. I managed to get out of my tent. I went over to ask what had gone on, and they told me that this leopard had got into the boma. Cows had scattered. They didn't know where they all were, And I went and showed them my tent, and it was completely a mess, you know. And this bull had, yeah, really made a mess. And so I climbed back in this tent to go to sleep, because what else are you going to do? I mean, my bedding's all in there, and everything's calmed down now. So I slept in this broken-down old tent. It wasn't flat as a pancake. The bull had actually, one of the poles had bent quite nicely, but not broken. The other one had broken. But it wasn't in too bad a condition. It was pretty ripped, but it was a ride. And it was only in the morning when I, you know, thought, God, imagine if someone had had to ring home and say, you know, for all the things that I do and all the amazing places that I go and the amazing wildlife that I get to see and be around, to tell my mum and dad that your daughter got killed because a cow landed on her. Because a bull landed on her. I mean, and it would have been crazy, because those bulls are huge. I mean, they weigh a ton. You know, they're big, solid, well-fed, fattened bullocks. So, yeah, it was a very lucky story, and it was very lucky that I didn't die from a bull landing on me in the CKGR. So hopefully that never happens again. But that's the story for the books.